Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, Josh Thomas from Les Murdy Baptist Church. How you doing, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you guys going?
So good.
Are you
getting
busy?
Out of the car?
Are you cleaning the car?
Yes. Got me. Yep.
Sounds like you're opening and closing the glove box. Hey, look, we asked you to come on in the hope to inspire us, and you do that every single time. What's been on your mind this week?
Yeah, sure. So I was just thinking as over this past little while around like how as time goes on, it just seems like, and this may just be me, it just seems like as time goes on, things just seem to get a little bit more, I don't know, a bit more grey in life. And just not long ago, my boy and I were driving in the car and he saw the sunset. And as he looked at the sunset, he just let out this, wow, isn't that beautiful? And I looked at the same sunset. I went, eh, it's a sunset, like, I guess. Mm. And it just sort of dawned on me a little bit like, yeah, just the way he was able to look at something, which I've seen so much of, and see some beauty in it, which just made me start, you know, just made me reflect and go, how is it that over time it just seems to just get dulled again and again, the sense of wonderment that children just seem to have? It just amazes me how they can look at something so simple, something that we take absolutely for granted, and they're just able to just see the beauty of it. Mm. And I think there's a bit of wisdom in that, in seeing things through the eyes of children. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus is, he's chatting to his disciples and he's having a yarn with the people. And these kids want to come up and have a chat and be part of it as well. And the disciples sort of look at so the people who follow Jesus. They're looking at this going, oh, get out of here, kids. And Jesus stops the conversation and says, hang on a second. Like, let's welcome in the kids, because there's something about how they see the world that they see something that we often miss. Mm. And it just reminds me again and again that we can go through life and just get jaded through the ups and downs and the disappointments and the pains that happen to all of us. And we can lose that sense of wonder, that sense of being able to look at the world through the eyes of innocence and just experience. And I think it makes us, we lose something. It makes us feel a little bit like, oh, you know, there should be more to life. And I think when we're able to re-engage with that inner child within us, we can see the beauty that is always around us, but that we seem to just lose track of as time goes on. So that's what I've just been thinking about, is how do we recapture that inner child that can see the beauty in the ordinary day-to-day living.
Do you have any thoughts on how we can try and start recapturing that?
Well, this morning I was at, we run a thing at church, which is a music and movement program where we jump around and have a lot of fun. And I got to say, just watch how kids interact. Like, I was leading this thing, they're all following me, having a ball. And just the way that kids are able to just lose themselves in moments. Like, I think we get so worried about what people think about us. I was looking at some of the mums, they're like smiling along. These kids are just loving it. So I think when you see what kids do and remind ourselves, oh, it's okay if people think we're a bit weird, if we can just find a joy in life and enjoy it without worrying what people think about us, I think that's a step in the right direction.
Brilliant,
yeah,
I love
so
it.
True. Lose that fear of man. Now, speaking of looking at the beauty in things, our theme this year for our Junipeel is seen and heard. I want to ask you, what do you think Perth needs to see and hear more of?
Yeah, when you asked me that question, the first thing that jumped to my mind today was, you know what, coming out of the election and politics and everything, I think what we need to see and hear more of, especially over these coming months, is we just need to see leaders in the community be able to speak well to one another, and we need to be able to hear them converse kindly. Because I think that's sort of just been lost a little bit. We go to our little camps, left or right, here and there, and we forget that on the other side of an argument or on the other side of whatever it may be is another human being who is loved and seen by God. So I think what we need to see and hear more of is leaders who are able to reach across and be able to care for the vulnerable well without letting their opinions get in the way. So that's just what I've been thinking about, yeah.
Beautifully said.
Brilliant. I love it.
Josh Thomas from Les Murdy Baptist Church, thank you so much for inspiring us in the middle of the week. Thank you so much.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.